Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Making our way through Tuesday tonight, just a few hours from right now. Bands on the Beach.
Should be
a good affair. Weather. Well, we'll check with you in a few minutes.
don't do my job for me.
Get the forecast out here for tonight, and we'll look down the line for a five-day forecast. But now let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Okay, Hurricane Center models showing Hurricane Erin's forward speed has increased. The system's now tracking slightly toward the northwest. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations as storm surge, flooding, and tropical storm conditions now expected in the Outer Banks beginning tomorrow. Now, of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Erin. It has a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days. If it were to form into a named storm, it would become Tropical Storm Ferdinand. Is it Ferdinand?
I want to say Ferdinand, but there's not a D in it, so I just say Fernand.
I think Fernand's right. So we'll call it Fernand from here on out. So that's what we're talking about. Tropical Storm Fernand.
Number two.
Sounds good.
And new UWF Haas Center data reveals that 47% of 5,200 military personnel who leave service each year intend to stay in Northwest Florida. Eglin and Hurlburt Field account for 88% of local separations, followed by NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Tyndall Air Force Base, and Naval Support Activity Panama City. By branch, the Air Force supplies 33% of transitioning personnel, the Navy 28%, and the Army 23%.
Number three.
Okay, Santa Rosa County allocating over $100,000 in funding to remove gopher tortoises found at the site of a drainage project in Milton. The removal requires setting gopher traps and monitoring twice a day for up to 28 days, which means the Pine Blossom Road project could be delayed for about a month. Mm. Once the gopher tortoises are removed, they'll be transported to a permitted site, which becomes their brand new habitat.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves announced two new appointments today. Former U.S. Navy Captain Cliff Collins has joined as Associate City Administrator for Strategic Initiatives. Meanwhile, Adrian Walker, previously the city's Historic Preservation Planner, steps in as Strategic Initiatives Project Officer. Both will officially start on Monday, August 25th, as part of the city's strategic plan implementation.
Okay, we're learning more about the recent arrest of a Pensacola Catholic high school student after a reported school threat was made online. While local media reports indicate the threat was aimed at a school just outside Des Moines, Iowa. This is interesting. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons says they weren't sure what school was referenced.
But the threat itself was that there was going to be some violence at a school, and we could not discount the fact that we saw the threat, and it could potentially have meant the school that he's actually going to now, which was Catholic High School.
Okay, the student was arrested late last week. 5:15, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, as promised. Looking at tonight's weather and looking down the line for a five-day forecast on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Let's see what we got here. It was a pretty eventful hour one on the roads, unfortunately. Looks like we still got some business going on now. Got some backups on Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Also got some on 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. And while the congestion's not too severe, we do have a long stretch of backups if you are traveling eastbound on I-10 coming over Escambia Bay heading in the direction of Avalon Boulevard. There was an accident reported earlier this afternoon. Last major spot is going to be Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. As for your weather, 83 degrees, going to be a low of 76 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 94, low of 76. And over the course of the next few days, we're going to have some rainfall chances, though the highs clearly aren't going to be impacted too much.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right. Hurricane Erin's effects soon to be felt in parts of the U.S., especially along the Atlantic coastline. Eben Brown has more from Miami.
Hurricane Erin won't make a technical landfall, but as it moves north through the Atlantic above the Bahamas, it is creating dangerous and potentially life-threatening surf on the U.S. East Coast from Florida on up. A storm surge warning is in effect for North Carolina's Outer Banks, but now a tropical storm warning is up too, with a tropical storm watch posted through Cape Charles, Virginia. That means tropical storm conditions like wind are very likely. Evacuations are already called in the Outer Banks. Other coastal communities should follow local instructions. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, and also on your Floridian scene here, Florida mom suing Roblox, claiming that the child gaming app enabled a pedophile to groom and rape her 11-year-old daughter. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says there needs to be more laws in place to prevent this from happening. Florida's attorney general sent a subpoena to Roblox in May, demanding information on how it's marketed to kids and how it monitors chat rooms. Roblox claims that it uses facial age estimation technology to verify ages of all users.
517 News Radio 92.3 Afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much for having us on. Beaches near the Kennedy Space Center in down in Cocoa Beach could be closed up to 60 times a year if a proposal from SpaceX is approved. Here's the latest from Brevard County.
SpaceX is asking to launch and land Starship up to 44 times per year from Launch Complex 39A. The FAA says in this new report, restricted access associated with launches and landings would be expanded to also affect the northern portion of the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station and publicly accessible areas in the southern portion of the Merritt Island National Wildlife Refuge and Canaveral National Seashore. That includes Playa Linda Beach. People who love the national park aren't thrilled about this possibility. A change.org petition is already growing on the issue with nearly 2,000 signatures so far. People argue shutting down the beach will impact tourism and recreation in the area. Brevard County, Esther Bauer, Fox News.
And the former Miami Heat security guard who's charged in a multi-million-dollar sports memorabilia heist is pleading guilty. Marcos Perez initially pleaded not guilty to transporting and transferring stolen goods. The retired Miami cop changed his plea in federal court today. He faces up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. He's due to be sentenced on Halloween.
All right. An illegal immigrant from India been arrested and is accused of killing three people while trying to make an illegal U-turn here in Florida. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem mourns the victims on Fox's Hannity Show.
This tragic accident that happened in Florida is just another example of the destruction of Joe Biden's policies and Governor Newsom's policies, and we've lost three precious lives that we'll never be able to get back.
And Florida's new CFO, Blaise Ingoglia, spending his second day in Palm Beach County. He's brought his doge in a search for any overspending. He says that when county or municipal officials have said they can't afford to do any cutting in their budgets, he questions how they served before they received as much from the tax base as they are now. He adds that he wants to show voters how much money is being wasted so they can decide whether to keep certain elected officials in office while also setting up a better financial environment for property tax relief. 519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
When you need any job done outdoors, you need Five Star Outdoor Services. They handle it all. Lawn care, landscaping, power washing, concrete, clearing, decks, privacy fencing, you name it, they can do it. With pride in their work and at a price that's right. Five Star Outdoor Services is a local company with your satisfaction their main goal. Dependable, reliable, and affordable. See for yourself. Google Five Star Outdoor Services or check them out on Facebook for all jobs outdoors. Five Star Outdoor Services.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Seminole fans, your chance to win tickets to Florida State University home games is coming soon. Right here on News Radio 92.3.
Mama Leone left a note on the door. She said, Sonny, move out to the country.
Pensacola right now.
Top national stories this hour.
5:23 afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Tuesday afternoon. The Trump administration opening up what it calls the largest federal immigration detention center in the country. Jeff Manasso has the story.
The federal government continues its large-scale push of immigration detention facilities in its mass deportation efforts. Its latest facility called the Lone Star Lockup. That opened over the weekend at Fort Bliss, Texas, under a $1.2 billion Defense Department contract. The detention center, set to hold up to 5,000 beds by 2027, that supporters say will help ease overcrowding at other facilities. That critics, including the American Civil Liberties Union, have called shameful. The new Fort Bliss facility joins Alligator Alcatraz in Florida. Additional new immigration detention facilities and expansions have also opened or are planned across the U.S. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
524 Dow doing a pretty nice job today, reaching all-time highs this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has those numbers.
Stocks ending mixed with the Dow managing to eke out a gain after hitting a record intraday high. High-flying tech stocks that have been riding the artificial intelligence wave retreated, dragging the tech-heavy NASDAQ sharply lower as investors begin to digest a batch of earnings from major retailers. Home Depot stock rose 3%. The Dow winners, Home Depot, Sherwin-Williams, and Travelers. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Goldman Sachs, and Microsoft. The Dow rising 10 points, the NASDAQ lower by 315, S&P 500 down 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, and we've got several spots to dig into. Still got backups on Navarre Parkway in front of Herbert Field. That's particularly if you're traveling westbound. Also have issues if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Avalon Boulevard. Be on the lookout for that. Worst looking spots outside of those couple are going to be 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road and Mobile Highway traveling northbound approaching the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Got some rainfall chances over the course of the next few days, but the highs will not be impacted by it too much. Wednesday sitting at 94, Thursday's at 93.
Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Communities along the East Coast bracing for the impacts from Hurricane Erin. with some areas in North Carolina under a state of emergency. Mike Seidel is in Rodanthe. Is it Rodanthe?
Rodanthe.
Rodanthe, North Carolina. He has the latest.
The surf, it's continuing to crank up off the coast. We have 12 footers already. We're forecasting wave heights here in the surf zone, 15 to 20 feet. Now, Rodanthe has been known for losing homes to the Atlantic. They've lost about a dozen in the past 4 years, six last year alone, not only during hurricanes and tropical storms, but also during nor'easters. That will shut down Highway 12, and because of that, that mandatory evacuation kicked in for residents. Cars and vans and trucks evacuating all the traffic heading north out of these towns like Rodanthe and Buxton and areas like Frisco.
Okay, Rodanthe, I got to think about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I haven't seen it written out. Is it? I mean, I'm assuming it's how it's spelled.
It probably looks that way. I just messed it up. Rodanthe, right. North Carolina. All right. While we're talking about Aaron here, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is speaking to reporters as the state braces for the impacts of Hurricane Aaron. Here's Governor Phil Murphy from New Jersey.
Remember, this storm's going to miss us. So this, it's other than tomorrow and maybe a little bit of Thursday, there's no rain involved. But we are hyper concerned, first and foremost, about complacency, particularly when the weather is really good Thursday afternoon through Sunday.
All righty. And also got some news on this whole situation with Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky. It seems like Trump's just kind of trying to piece them together, right? Well, he says he essentially has done that. He says he sort of set up a meeting between the two leaders, and it comes after Trump met with Zelensky and European leaders yesterday at the White House following his Alaska summit with Putin. He said it's up to the two leaders to call the shots and put an end to the war. Trump said Zelensky and Putin will need to meet first, followed by a three-way meeting with him later.
Interesting activities up in D.C. today. Department of Justice is now investigating whether crime data in Washington was manipulated to make it look lower.
Ouch.
Here's the story.
The Justice Department is investigating whether or not someone or multiple people may have manipulated crime data when it comes to Washington, D.C. crime statistics. This investigation is being run out of U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro's office here in D.C. Again, these are just allegations. President Trump mentioned something about it yesterday on Truth Social and said that there is an investigation underway. Then we were able to confirm that as well from two independent sources. I will note, if you go on the D.C. website, it says violent crime is down 26% from what it was last year. But we asked, after seeing a report from a local affiliate here in Washington, D.C., that a police sergeant was put on leave. We asked, MPD said that they could not confirm the existence of an investigation.
And speaking of Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser disputing President Trump's declaration that his crime crackdown is making the city safer. Trump asserts that the surge in federal agents and National Guard troops is already improving safety. But Bowser told reporters yesterday that a better question to ask is why the military should be deployed in an American city to police Americans.
Student visas getting a bit of exposure here. Today's State Department now revoking thousands of those visas. Rich Edson has more from Washington.
The administration revoked 4,000 of those visas because those students broke the law in the United States. That's according to a State Department official who also tells Fox News the State Department pulled 200 to 300 visas for students supporting terrorism, like fundraising for Hamas. 800 faced arrest or charges stemming from assault. Others overstayed previous visas or were charged with DUIs. The Trump administration has canceled these 6,000 student visas, as it has also cracked down on international students attending American universities who have organized or participated in pro-Palestinian demonstrations.
And the Trump administration considering a 10% stake in Intel. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said funding will come from the 2022 Chips and Science Act. The administration intends to boost a struggling American chip maker so the U.S. isn't relying on production in Taiwan.
Okay, after a temporary closure, Mariachi's restaurant open over in Gulf Breeze. I know a lot of people will be happy about that. The owner, Cesar Campos Reyes, was indicted in April on counts of federal bank fraud. So they're back open. Mm. So good news there if you like mariachis. All right, sports coming up at 5 on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump has met with Ukrainian President Zelensky and other European leaders in Washington trying to bring an end to this war with Russia and Ukraine. Special Envoy to Ukraine and Russia, Keith Kellogg, on with Fox Business.
He brought together seven international leaders from the EU to
to Germany and to France and to Italy and to Finland, and got them together, sat them down under a week, and put them together, and they started working together. That's something that wasn't done before.
Now, President Trump says he's working to organize a meeting between Zelensky and Putin, which may be followed by a trilateral meeting, including the president, for discussions. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem visiting the border in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, talking about immigration.
In this first 7 months, he has accomplished some unprecedented things for the security and the safety of all American citizens.
America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Florida State football's coming. Are you ready? The season kicks off as the University of Alabama rolls into town for the first time ever. The epic season continues as the Noles take on teams like Virginia, the Hurricanes, Clemson, Florida, and more. Have your business branded inside all the games, plus weekly promos and commercials. A special sponsorship package is waiting just for your business. Get your business on the field. Call 850-262-6000 to be an FSU sponsor right here on News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
You may be right, I may be crazy, oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
National Hurricane Center models show that Hurricane Aaron's forward speed has increased. The system is now tracking slightly towards the northwest. Potential coastal impacts in North Carolina are calling for evacuations as storm surge flooding and tropical storm conditions are expected in the Outer Banks beginning tomorrow. Of growing concern is a tropical wave following on the heels of Hurricane Aaron. It now has a 60% chance of tropical cyclone development over the next 7 days, so we've been keeping an eye on that one for you. If it were to form into a storm, it would be called Tropical Storm Fernand.
Number two.
Okay, the new UWF Hospitaler data revealing 47% of 5,200 military personnel who leave service every year intends to stay here in Northwest Florida. Eglin and Hurlburt count for 88% of the local separations, followed by NAS Pensacola, NAS Whiting Field, Tyndall Air Force Base, and Naval Support Activity Panama City. By branch, the Air Force supplies 33% of transitioning personnel, the Navy 28%, and the Army at 23%.
Number three.
Well, Santa Rosa County has allocated over $100,000 in funding to remove gopher tortoises found at the site of a drainage project in Milton. The removal requires setting gopher traps and monitoring twice a day for up to 28 days, which means the Pine Blossom Road project could be delayed for about a month. Once the gopher tortoises are removed, they'll be transported to a permitted recipient site, which becomes their new habitat.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, 27-year-old Shauna Gully is in custody after stabbing to death a 48-year-old man. His name's Timothy Prayer. Did this over on Dogwood Drive Monday. Scambia deputies found Prayer with stab wounds on his front lawn. Gully was taken into custody on a warrant for a previous domestic violence charge. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons.
And so we're going to serve that warrant. I'm not saying we're going to charge her with a homicide, at least not yet.
Okay.
But I will tell you that we did find her. She is at the sheriff's office now being charged with a domestic violence warrant.
Gully lived at a residence with Prayer, by the way.
All right. And Ronald McDonald House Charities of Northwest Florida and McDonald's are hosting a big fundraiser in Destin next month. The Wine and Fries event happens on September 19th at Hotel Effie Sandestin. The evening features wine pairings with McDonald's French fries. Proceeds will support families with children receiving medical care, and attendees will hear from a family impacted by the charity's work. Tickets are $115 and can be purchased online at rmhc-nwfl.org. So once again, that is rmhc-nwfl.org.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Bogart hits one high and deep. Ramos back, and I think a fan took that one away.
After review, the call on the field is overturned. It was spectator interference.
Hit the guy's arm.
Hit the hand's hand.
So he's out. About that.
It hit his arm.
It must have hit his hand somewhere.
On NBC Sports Bay Area, Xander Bogaerts appeared to have hit a home run for the Padres against the Giants, but the home run did not count, taken away by fan interference. Bogaerts was ruled out. The lost home run costly as the Padres were beaten by the Giants 4-3. San Diego manager Mike Schilt was ejected from the game, arguing after the home run was taken away. The Padres missed a chance to gain ground on the first-place Dodgers in the NL West. Los Angeles lost for the first time in 11 meetings against the Colorado Rockies 4-3. A walk-off win for Colorado with ninth-inning single by Warming Bernabeu. The Dodgers still lead the Padres by 2 games atop the NL West. AL Central leading Tigers shut out the AL West leading Astros 10-0. 9 strikeouts for Jack Flaherty. The Astros still lead the AL West by 1.5 over the Mariners. Seattle lost 12-7 at Philadelphia. The Phillies got 2 home runs from Bryce Harper and 4 hits from Trey Turner. Philly now 5.5 games ahead of the Mets for first place in the NL East. The Mets were off. The Braves' win streak was snapped at 5 games. Atlanta lost 13-9 to the White Sox. So much for that doubleheader in Chicago between the Cubs and Brewers. They were making up a rainout from 2 months ago. They played 1 game Monday, and the 2nd game got rained out. So they'll try for a day-night doubleheader again today. The Brewers, whose team record 14-game win streak ended Sunday, got back in the win column with a 7-0 victory over the Cubs Monday. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a former NBA number 1 overall pick, John Wall, is retiring after 13 seasons. Wall announced the news himself on X with a video of highlights throughout his career, accompanied by the post stating, "Retired but never done." The Kentucky product was the top selection in the 2010 draft by the Washington Wizards.
The Cleveland Browns has chosen its starting quarterback, as it really comes as no surprise.
It shouldn't.
Yep, sure. No, you're right. Here's Joe Morgan.
The Cleveland Browns will have a Super Bowl champion under center when they kick off their regular season against the Bengals. Joe Flacco is the winner of the quarterback competition in Cleveland, beating out Kenny Pickett, Dylan Gabriel, and Shador Sanders. Flacco is easily the most experienced of the quarterbacks. Sanders and Gabriel are rookies, with the 40-year-old starting 191 regular season games during his career. It's Flacco's 2nd stint in Cleveland. He won the Comeback Player of the Year award 2 seasons ago after he went 4-1 as the starter and led the Browns to the playoffs. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
You know, I'm sure there were some people out there that were giggling and kicking their feet when Shador had the promising preseason debut they did, and he did do good, but you can't remember who he's being held next to here. I mean, this is a super vet.
Yeah, and he's a good football player on top of that.
Well, because that's the thing. A lot of people would write him off because he's old, but just mentioned there, he proved a little while back that, hey, he's still got some juice left in him.
Yeah, 4-1 get him into the playoffs 2 years ago.
Well, and here's something interesting. So we've been talking your ears off about Hurricane Aaron. Well, Of course, it is expected to bring big waves to a surfing competition in Virginia Beach, so some sports fans are going to try to use this to their advantage. The Coastal Edge East Coast Surfing Championship start this week, and surfers competing say they're either excited or scared. Erin is expected to bring huge 12 to 18-foot waves this week. The hurricane expected to completely miss the U.S., but send potentially dangerous waves crashing to shore. Organizers say, though, that they're ready to move heats to different days if need be in order to keep surfers safe.
All right. NBA Celtics have been sold up in Boston. Jared Max has the report on the story.
The deal had already been agreed upon and approved by the NBA Board of Governors. Tuesday, money was exchanged. The sale of majority ownership of the 18-time NBA champion Boston Celtics to a group led by Bill Chisholm finalized. 23 years since an ownership group led by Wick Grosbeck bought the NBA's most decorated champion for $360 million, the valuation of this sale was $6.1 billion, an increase of nearly 1,600%, the most ever paid for a North American pro sports franchise. This sale gives Bill Chisholm's group 51% ownership in the Celtics. In 2028, they'll get the whole team. In 23 years under Wick Grosbeck, the Celtics made the playoffs 20 times. They went to the NBA Finals 4 times and won 2 championships. Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, there's a potential link between hearing aids and a reduction in dementia risk. According to new research from the Framingham Heart Study, the nearly 3,000 adults who used hearing aids due to hearing loss cut their risk of dementia by more than half. Researchers say there's no benefit for adults who use hearing aids after the age of 70. Doctors say the study highlights the importance of early intervention and identification of hearing loss.
542 News Radio 92.3. Lisa Brady has some tips this afternoon on how to avoid riptides.
This is House Call for Health. As Hurricane Erin churns north along the East Coast this week, it brings dangerous rip currents and reminders to stay safe. American Lifeguard Association spokesperson Wyatt Werneth offers some swimming tips.
A little checklist that we have. One is know before you go. If you can go online and check out where there are lifeguards or where maybe there's not lifeguards, you need to know what the weather conditions are and if the rip current warnings and things like that. The other thing is always assign a water watcher. If you got a group of people, you might need more than one water watcher.
If caught in a rip current, the advice is to swim parallel to shore until you're out of it. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And another person has died from Legionnaire's disease in New York City, bringing the death toll linked to a cluster in Harlem to 5. There are also now more than 100 confirmed cases. Health department officials say the rate of infection is dropping following successful remediation efforts to cooling towers on buildings connected to the outbreak that started at the end of July. Meanwhile, Reverend Al Sharpton and an attorney are expected to announce a lawsuit tomorrow connected with the outbreak.
U.S. health officials approve the use of animal drugs to help fight a flesh-eating parasite. Christian Goodwin has more on News Radio 92.3.
The Department of Health and Human Services clearing the way for an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration allowing the use of animal drugs to help treat or prevent screwworm infestations. Screwworms are a type of fly that lay eggs in warm-blooded animals, including livestock and pets, causing severe tissue damage and sometimes death. While they were eradicated from North and Central America decades ago, the parasite has progressed north since 2022 near the U.S.-Mexico border, posing a potential threat to livestock and food security. Officials not detailing what specific animal medications have been approved, but say the risk to human health in the U.S. remains very low. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins saying in a statement, stopping this pest is a national security priority. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And the FDA urging the public to not consume great value raw frozen shrimp sold at Walmart. This comes after an advisory alerts the FDA about possible cesium-137 contamination. That's a radioactive isotope coming from shipping containers. Frozen shrimp from the distributor, Indonesia's BMS Foods, has tested positive, but the FDA says no shrimp that has tested positive has entered the U.S. food supply.
545 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, our worst looking spot is, it would have to be Mobile Highway. That's a bit of a shocker. If you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, that's still giving us a lot of issues, which is weird because this entire time we have not gotten a single accident report from that area. So we'll keep an eye on that. Outside of that, most of the congestion we've been dealing with is starting to break down. As for your weather, sitting at around 83 degrees still, going to be a low of 76 tonight. Had some rainfall chances throughout today and into this evening. They're going to linger for the next few days. Doesn't seem like it's going to impact the highs too much, though. Tomorrow's 94, Thursday's 93.
Okay, here's the latest update on Erin. It continues to move northwest off the East Coast as other parts of the U.S. facing showers and extreme heat. Janice Dean has returned and has the forecast.
Hurricane Erin, still a powerful major hurricane that will thankfully not make a direct hit on the East Coast. However, we're still going to see and feel impacts with life-threatening surf and rip currents all along the East Coast, storming conditions for the Outer Banks as well late on Wednesday. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms could bring issues for the South Central and Southwest U.S., and extreme heat continues for parts of the Mississippi Valley and the Southwest. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Okay, Mike Seidel over in Rodanthe, North Carolina. There you go. I think I got it right that time.
Yeah.
He's following Erin this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Right now, Erin is about 750 miles south-southeast of here in Rodanthe. It's moving northwest at 7. It's slowed down. The winds are 110 miles an hour, and that is a high-end Cat 2. It may go back up to a Cat 3, but that doesn't matter. It's going to grow in size. The wind field is going to expand, and here on the coast of North Carolina, we could see waves breaking 15 to 20 feet. These are big, destructive waves. So as the tides come in, they're going to take out these dune lines. These homes are in a precarious position as we go through the next couple of days. Already a mandatory evacuation here, and many beaches from Florida to Jersey and Long Island will be closed.
Here's today's business news.
Change at the top for the Air Force. Good positive changes. Here's CJ Papa.
Appointed by President Biden, General David Alvin said he will retire this fall. That's 2 years into a four-year term, said the Pentagon, which added he would remain in his position until replacement is confirmed by the U.S. Senate, allowing for a smooth transition. The 23rd Air Force Chief of Staff is not the first top official to leave the military or be fired during the second term of President Trump. That list includes the Joint Chiefs Chairman, the Chief of Naval Operations, the Vice Chief of the Air Force, the Coast Guard Commandant, and a number of others. General Alvin previously served as the Vice Chief of Staff in the Air Force during President Trump's first term. CJ Papa, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Robinhood, announcing the online broker, is launching new prediction markets for professional and college football this year. Customers will now be able to trade on the outcomes of the most popular NFL and college games on the app. The company asserting those games would include regular season NFL games and all college Power Four conference matchups. NVIDIA is saying today that it is evaluating several products following a report that the company is working on a new AI chip for China that's more powerful than the current than the one that's currently available. The new product is based on NVIDIA's Blackwell chip architecture. Stocks were mixed today on Wall Street, with the Dow gaining 10 points. The S&P 500 was off the mark by 37, and the NASDAQ tumbled more than 300 points, good enough for a loss of close to 1.5%. Crude oil futures for September are above 62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
5:48. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The strike at Canada's largest airlines over, and we're talking about the flight attendants at Air Canada back on the job. Here's Lillian Wu.
The tentative agreement between Air Canada and the union representing its flight attendants coming on day four of the strike, which upended travel for an estimated 500,000 passengers. And after flight attendants defied two return-to-work orders from an industrial relations board, which ruled the strike unlawful, the union says the airline will now pay for work done while planes are on the ground, such as boarding passengers. That was one of the major issues which drove the strike. Air Canada says wages would rise by 8% the first year, and that flights are slated to resume this evening, but return to full regular service could take more than a week. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Chris, have you ever heard of Labubus?
No, but I thought we were going somewhere else with that one.
The Labubu craze is generating big bucks. Chinese-based company Pop Mart's financial report reveals more than $600 million worth of the popular dolls have been sold so far this year. Pop Mart first introduced Labubus as part of its Monsters line in 2018. They have recently soared in popularity after celebrities like Blackpink's Lisa, Rihanna, Madonna have all been spotted with them.
Wow.
And Chris Bryan spotted with one, too.
I'm going to go get mine this afternoon. Despite a lot of deregulation, home builders still getting hammered by laws that are still on the books. These guys are getting it from both sides. Regulations, cost, high prices. Home builders, we love you, man. I got to tell you, here's Jeff Flock in Pennsylvania.
29.8% of the cost of a new home is regulation, taxes, fees, permits, and the rest, almost 30%. And that's contributing to this affordability crisis. You know, we don't have a housing crisis. We've got an affordability crisis. And situations like the one where I'm standing, the new townhomes, they've been completed, but they're having difficulty selling them. They're million-dollar townhomes. And consequently, they don't have the money to finish the rest of them. And that's happening all across the country. And that has contributed to builder sentiment, the worst it's been almost in a dozen years or so. So what could the administration do about that? Well, the home builders say that they could withhold housing funding to states to encourage them to eliminate the local regulations.
All right. Are you looking to start up a high-tech business? Apple may want to help you show how it's done. Evan Brown has the story.
Apple opens its Apple Manufacturing Academy today. It is a program in partnership with Michigan State University where small and medium-sized businesses can participate in free learning sessions in Detroit for training in machine learning, tech manufacturing, and automation, and other new tech skills. It's part of Apple's commitment to spend more than $500 billion to grow the U.S. high-tech sector in the age of artificial intelligence. And while these classes are in person, Apple will also offer additional training and consulting remotely going forward. Evan Brown, Fox News.
And Home Depot stock is on the rise today. We've been talking about them a couple times this week. The company's share price jumped 3% after reporting profits were just shy of what analysts had expected in the second quarter. Investors are buying because it's maintaining its full-year forecast, predicting a nearly 3% growth in sales. Let's see, just about 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for this hour, along with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Okay, here are 3 important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number 1.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
2.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number 3.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the brief but intense dust-up over stormwater mitigation fees in the Pensacola City Council meeting, President Trump's call to get rid of mail-in balloting and voting machines, and whether that's constitutional or even justified. The CORE program in Escambia County passes 400 people help. And is it persuasive to use words like fascist and Nazi at local county commission and city council meetings? Catch all those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Live 55 News Radio, Pensacola, Barry White. Can't go wrong there, not at all. That will do the damage, I'm going to tell you that. Austin Price,
not only playing Barry White this afternoon, has a look at the weather and local traffic together.
Yeah, Barry White traffic? I knew a little bit of everything.
Great, it was a great track. It really was.
Oh, no, that's a great song. All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, our worst looking spot is still Mobile Highway. This is going to be traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. That's been giving us a problem for a while. We have not had a single report of an accident, whether it be through our text line or it be through our map here. Do want to let you know, just another reminder, if you do ever need to text in about an accident report or some congestion that we're missing, feel free to text in at 850-437-1620. Let's see, looking at the weather here, 83 degrees, low of 76 tonight. Next few days are going to have some rainfall chances, just like today did, but the highs aren't going to be too impacted by it. They're going to be ranging anywhere from 91 to 94 over the next few days. They're not going to get sub 90 until Saturday.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Confusion across the pond. The BBC pulled the documentary on Ozzy Osbourne just hours before it was set to be broadcast.
What?
Here's the latest.
The BBC pulled its Ozzy Osbourne documentary just hours before airtime. Ozzy Osbourne Coming Home was slated to premiere on BBC One, charting the final chapter of the late Black Sabbath legend's life with input from Sharon Jack and Kelly Osbourne. BBC spokeswoman confirmed the last-minute change, saying the film has moved in the schedules and will confirm new details in due course. No new date has been set, according to Deadline. Sources say the shift may be due to final edits or a desire to space the release further from Ozzy's death. Osbourne died July 22nd, 2 weeks after reuniting with Black Sabbath. For one last show, Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And a suspect in the overdose death of actor Matthew Perry is cutting a plea deal in California. Jasveen Sanga was labeled the ketamine queen by federal prosecutors. The L.A. woman is now agreeing to plead guilty to five federal charges. The feds say the 42-year-old provided the ketamine that killed the Friends actor back in 2023.
Okay, the Department of Justice adding a new deputy FBI director. Dan Bongino has some, some competition here. You know, he went off on the Epstein files thing. If you remember, when he left, he was the deputy director of the bureau there. Okay. Then he left because he didn't agree with the Epstein file releases.
Gotcha.
So they bring a new guy in. So we're going to have to follow this, and we will follow it for you. Ryan Schmelz has a look from Washington, D.C.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey will serve alongside Dan Bongino as co-deputy director of the FBI. Bailey has positioned himself as a tough-on-crime supporter of President Trump, who's testified before Congress about allegations of the federal government being weaponized against the president. Bailey was also one of several Republican attorneys general who challenged President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan before the Supreme Court. He becomes the latest Missouri attorney general to end up in Washington. Current Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt had the job before Bailey. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And Minnesota's attorney general accusing TikTok of harming children. Keith Ellison plans to sue the social media giant, claiming it creates addictive behavior for young people and fails to follow state commerce laws. He added that the specific issues include a decrease in student attention span, students taking part in dangerous challenges, sleep deprivation, and depression.
Okay, the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, taking a ticket seller to court. Here's Michelle Polino.
The Federal Trade Commission is taking a ticket broker to court in a lawsuit filed Monday in Maryland. The FTC accuses Key Investment Group of using thousands of fake Ticketmaster accounts to dodge purchase limits and snap up seats for major events, including Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. The agency says the Maryland company, which operates under names like Epic Seats and Totally Ticks, bought nearly 380,000 tickets between November of 2022 and December of 2023, spending $57 million and reselling them for about $64 million. The company says it will fight the lawsuit, arguing the FTC is misusing the 2016 Bots Act, which it claims was aimed at malicious software, not human employees buying tickets. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And if you're a glass half full kind of guy, this could be a good thing. 40,000 pounds of ribeye steaks went up in flames on a Missouri highway. Smoke could be seen billowing from the burning tractor trailer on I-74, and it led to the highway's eastbound lanes being temporarily closed. The Doolittle Rural Fire Protection District in Phelps County confirmed a blaze in a Facebook post and shared that it had extinguished a well-involved commercial vehicle fire. Burning steaks, not too bad in my opinion.
All right, let's not forget about Bands on the Beach tonight. Kicking off in about an hour, it is a String Farm on the Pavilion stage at 7 o'clock, so that should be a lot of fun. Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.